In 1978, the East Bay Community Foundation granted $1,000 to begin a research library at Dalhouse, which was something that I thought was essential to the whole project. There are many theater collections around, but having done research on Anil, I knew that any scholar on the West Coast had to go to New York or New Haven or Boston and probably Texas. You have to spend a lot of time and a lot of money making the rounds to get a look at letters and get photographs, to look at books, and so on. So a library on this coast that would have a focus on the American theater with a center on O'Neill seemed to me to be an ideal arrangement. I began very early in my time with the foundation to buy books for a library. At that time, you could go down Telegraph Avenue next to the campus at Berkeley and buy first editions for a few cents. There were a lot there. I pretty much cleaned it out. Then I began to look in greater earnest. I went to some of the rare bookstores in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and from these we began to build up an important collection of O'Neilliana. Then we'd find people who had relevant collections, and we'd raise the money to buy that collection. Little by little, that nucleus of O'Neill books began to expand. If scholars came to our research library, I think they would find it is very valuable. I brought Carlotta's diaries to the attention of the foundation, and we purchased a couple of copies for the library. They are short entries over a period of years, almost from the beginning of her affair with O'Neill, up at least through the Dalhouse years. They do talk about the building of Dalhouse and about a lot of other things, for example, his health. You can trace a chart of his health from her care of him. The daily life at Dalhouse is what it gives you. So the diaries were very useful for the restoration of Dalhouse.